Blog Talk Radio.
Greater life,
and to really live up to your fullest potential. With that being said, Terry, let's talk about it. I declare we talk about it right now.
We are. And it's interesting. I'd like to start with a quote from Louise Hay, who says, "The answers within me come to my awareness with ease." I think what that means is that once you decide, you know, you're going to do something, it comes, starts inside you, and then it comes out. And the more that you do it, the easier it is to do it.
That's good. I like that. The answer within me comes to me with ease.
Yeah. And you see, Louise Hay is really a pioneer in this whole thing of affirmation. She encouraged you when you wake up in the morning to look in the mirror and look at your own eyes and say things like, you are a beautiful person. You are a victor. You are not a victim. Whatever you want, whatever you need, will come to you with ease. See, these are things that we just speak to ourselves, because the book says here, you know, we speak what we want into our lives. We got to understand that the words that we speak are powerful.
Yes, they are. They are powerful. Well, we know, we've read, we've heard, we've studied, it's been preached to us that our words have life, and that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. And, you know, God said, let there be light. And as a matter of fact, I look outside, the light is still shining from what he spoke thousands of years ago.
You're so right, and what you just quoted was from Proverbs 18:21, and it says life and death are in the power of our tongue.
That's right. And so it moves us.
Yeah. You know, and
understand and start applying it. I mean, it's one thing to know it, but, you know, like we were discussing on Sunday on the broadcast that I do, Sisters in the Spirit, we were just, it's a once-a-week show I do, host with my sister, and we were talking about knowing is doing. So it's not just good enough to know, and doing is simply obeying. If we know, if we've been told, it's in the book of Proverbs and it's other places in the Bible, if we've been told that our words have life and power, that we should only speak those things that for which we want to see and what have you, then until we are actually doing it, it still needs to be taught.
Well, that's the point, and I really love this book because, like I said, there's 31 promises, and in what the way the book is supposed to be used is that every day you read one declaration. Now, of course, I cheated because I read the whole book in one day, but now I can go back and read the way it's supposed to be read. But day one, and I just from the book says day one, I declare.
You couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't, you know, because once I started reading, I couldn't put it down. But I want to read here, it says, day one, I declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is my declaration.
Yes.
That's the top right there. Whoa.
Yes. I tell you, just declaring, you know, some things over our lives. Absolutely. I tell you, this book, I don't know how many copies of that book, and this book is by Joel Osteen, for those who don't know what we're talking about. But this is a Tuesday morning for several weeks now. Tuesdays have turned into the Book by Book Success Project, and each week another book is selected, and the books that motivate and empower us to be all that God wants us to be and all that we can, even above what we can ever think or imagine. Books that stretch us, that grow us, that expand us, that help us achieve success in life. You know, everybody wants to be successful. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't want to be. Now, many people might say they don't want to be because they find it hard to achieve it. but that you wouldn't be human if you didn't want to achieve success. You see, a little baby is sitting and wants to crawl. From crawling, they want to walk. From walking,
what?
They want to run. From running, they want to jump. You know, it's just normal to want to grow. And to and that's what we mean by becoming successful. We're always reaching. Paul said, I press toward the mark.
Oh, that's great.
It's about I'm running a race. You know, not a race against others, but a race against my own self. And so, you know, it's natural to want to grow and to do. So these books help us do that. And like, I like what you said about the quote, with ease. If for those of you who are finding it hard to grow and to change and develop like I was at one time in my life, I had no clue that the ease for my change would come through reading these motivational books, but it did. So go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, I just want to add, in the introduction to this book, it is I Declare 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. And in the introduction, Joel Osteen says, our words have creative power. Whenever we speak something either good or bad, we give life to what we're saying. Too many people say negative things about themselves, about their families, about their future. They say things such as, I'll never be successful. This sickness will get the best of me. Business is so slow, I don't think I will make it. Flu season is coming, I'll probably catch it. They don't realize that they are prophesying their future. The scripture says, we will eat the fruit of our words. That means we will get exactly what we've been saying. And then that's why you got to be careful what you say, because, again, what you say is what you reap. So say good things in your spirit, so you reap the good things.
It's so true. So true. But so many people just don't believe it. They just don't believe it, which is the reason why they don't have the results either. Because, again, our words, what we say, are so closely intertwined with what we think.
Because the words are just a manifestation of what we're saying. And one of the things I found in this book, Lisa, I was always thinking about, you know, legacy, but he gave me a new perspective on legacy when he says here on day 6, I declare a legacy of faith over my life. I declare that I will store a blessing for future generations. My life is marked by excellence and integrity because I am making right choices and taking steps of faith. Others will want to follow me. God's abundance is surrounding my life today. This is my declaration. And he goes on to explain that, you know, and this is what really got me. He says that somebody prayed over your life, Lisa, somebody prayed over my life, and this could be maybe years and years in the past. I know my grandma prayed for me, and what Joel is saying, that when somebody prays for you in the here and now, maybe those blessings might not be released until other generations. Right now, I'm thinking about my granddaughter. I'm praying about their lives, and the blessings will be released maybe when they're in their 20s, or their 30s, or their 40s, and 50s, but it will be released. And that's possible from God. And so the whole thing of legacy, I had a narrow view of that, but reading the script, it expanded my view to let me know that, you know, God's promise is truly eternal. And that was me with us. Epiphany,
it
was a revelation, and it really
lifted
my spirit.
Yes, wonderful. Well, that's wonderful, because that's exactly what, you know, God has ordained, you know, for you, for your mind to be expanded, for your life to grow. And, you know, it's just so powerful how things just line up. And so I'm so glad that you're, you know, bringing this book, you know, to the attention of our audience. If you just tuned in, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. This is Tuesday morning with Professor Terry Benjamin and myself talking about various books that empower and inspire you. Today, the chosen book is I Declare. And it's 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. By Joel Osteen. It's his brand new book. It's just hit You can go out and get it. I watched Joel Osteen's being interviewed, I think Sunday, on one of the TV shows.
Yeah,
they were talking about this book. And so, you know, it's wonderful, wonderful. Our words have power. So Terry is discussing the book. And again, we've let people know that our very first author we had was Cynthia Robinson, a local author here in New Jersey, with her book, I Am Leah. And we have some other authors. We are encouraging authors. If you know an author, have them send their book in to us, and we will be glad to discuss it and even bring them on the show. If they have books that are empowering and inspiring, you know, this is a self-help show, the LaLisa Williams Show. It's a self-help show, so we're looking for books that can help people to grow and develop and become all that God would have them be. So go ahead, Terry. He's discussing the book now.
Yes, and then the thing that I'm gonna do is I'm making a list of all these books. So once we finish, well, we probably never finish a project because there's so many things coming up. But I will put together a list. And Lisa, it's funny what you just mentioned about blessings, and this is from day 11 from the book I Declare, and it says here, I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, because I honor Him. His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. You know, I mean, the blessings that I've gotten in my life since I decided to, you know, really to grow up, because I found that you can be 60, 70, 80, or 90, but that doesn't mean that you're mature. So you have to mature. In God's way, because that's truly a blessing, and it's a promise, because we can be mature in the ways of the world, but that's not going to save our lives and the lives of people that follow us. I mean, I have people following me because they don't understand what's going on with me, but they sense that there's a difference. They sense that there's something going on, and I can't always explain it myself, because I feel like a kid started school all over again. You know, I'm learning so much that I know I have inside me, but I'm learning, I'm seeing things that is bringing this out, and it's like exploding the blessings. Well, I'm exploding all over the place right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, this declare, you know, we have the power, and here's the thing. We're declaring something every time we open our mouth.
Yeah.
What we need to know. So we really need to check our words. What are we saying? Because that which we are saying is what is going to come to pass. We can't just willy-nilly say things. We have to realize that when we open our mouth to speak, we're not just speaking, we're declaring. Now, you know, I heard another great preacher teaching on, well, they all teach on this topic because it's in the Bible. They don't have a choice but to teach on it. It's, you know, Joyce Myers. Joyce Myers had a great book, Me and My Big Mouth. And
she's great.
But Dr. Creflo Dollar was teaching on it, and he was saying how, you know, when we say things, right, and we declare things, like people say, oh, you make me sick.
That can happen.
When we say things, oh, that gave me a heart attack, and I almost had a heart attack. And so he said, what happens is, thank God, at that point, our words have no life. If we got, you know, it's at least not an immediate effect. The showing is how when you do that enough, and then, you know, that doesn't, you know, those words don't come true. It's almost as like now what we say really won't have an effect, even when we say something that we do want to see happen. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't know what to honor you with, because you say things that you don't mean. You mean, you know, so it's really a very serious, you know, serious issue. And I know ever since I got that teaching from Dr. Creflo Dollar, you would be hard pressed in these days to find me using those kinds of words. They made me sick. I'm so upset. I can't stand that. I don't like to say those words anymore, because now that I truly understand that our words are very powerful, so I want to keep them on reserve. So when I do say them, I do want them to come to pass.
That's great. That's great. Because Joel says here, and I quote, here's the key. You've got to send your words out in the direction you want your life to go. You cannot talk defeat and expect to have victory. You can't talk lack and expect to have abundance. You will produce what you say. If you want to know what you will be like 5 years from now, then listen to what you are saying about yourself. With our words, we can either bless our futures or we can curse our futures. Now, I'm not a future, but I want to bless my future. You know,
me
I
too.
The good in my life, not prophesy the bad.
And I want you to prophesy. Here's another thing I learned about our words, because it says, every word that rises up against you shall be condemned. That's in the Word of God. And what I, you know, learned about that is, so whatever words I speak, even though I may think I'm speaking them to you and over you, but they're going to condemn me because they're my words.
Right.
So,
right.
So again, I'm not going to be cursing people, talking about, you know, I used to do this, and thank God, again, that God knew we were foolish and didn't allow those words to manifest. But again, I'm not going to be telling somebody, you MF this, or you,
yep,
you know, do BITCH. No, because those words, you DAM fool, you know, things like that, because those words are my words.
Yeah, yeah.
They have not just you, so. Very, very important topic, but go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, and you got to realize again, and final analysis, you know, we are what we say, we are what we believe. And it's interesting, in his book, in the last day of 31 days, he said something that's very profound. He says here, day 31, I declare everything that doesn't line up with God's vision for my life is subject to change. Trouble, that mediocrity are not permanent. They're only temporary. I will not be moved by what I see, but by what I know. I am a victor, not a victim. I will become all God has created me to be. This is my declaration. Again, be a victor, not a victim. And it's all in the power of the word. It's all in the power of we speak. We speak from our heart, from our heart's abundance. And so that you should fill that heart with goodness and gladness and kindness. And so when we speak, we can do that. But I'm thinking that even goes beyond speech, because I think that, you know, people say, oh, you know, Terry, you seem so happy. Well, I'm really glowing from within. I'm happy within. I feel I have purpose. I feel I have direction. And I feel that I'm doing what I should do in harmony with God's will. So I'm ecstatic. I couldn't be happy, you know.
Some people
getting an A in the class, you know, I'm going to get my A, you know.
I know that's right. And some people think, well, I can't be happy because of my situation. But, you know, Paul says, whatever state I'm in, I'm content. So for those individuals, just do like Paul. Just be like Paul. You know, we all have people we role model. So in a lot of things, you can role model him. Sure, ultimately, we get to role model Jesus Christ. But Paul lives much longer than Jesus. And so there's more examples that we can get from other people, you know, that we can see how they did it. Here's a man who said he was content in every situation. That means he was happy. So, you know, it doesn't go by your situation. It goes by what you tell yourself. If you tell yourself, I'm content in every situation, poor or rich, young or old, this or that, you can have that. But if you tell yourself, I can't, nothing pleases me. I won't be pleased until here's what I found dangerous when we say things like, I won't be happy until I get this, this, or that. A lot of times, as soon as you get that, you find that that didn't really bring you happiness.
That's something. That's something. And one of the things I want to quote, this is from an anonymous writer, and I love this quote. It says here, pretend to be what you want to be. One day, you will realize that you are not pretending.
I love that one, because I've been there. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Take it till you make it, and then you will make it. But pretend to be what you want to be, and one day you realize that you are no longer pretending. You are.
I love that one. I tell you, if there was one that we could hang our hat on, and I know there's many, that's a powerful book. Y'all need to go out and get that book. Bring it to your study groups, study it. But I love that. It says, right, pretend to be what you want to be, and then one day you'll realize that you are. I love it.
That's right. And I say, please, with the Book by Book Project, buy the book, read the book, invest in your future. That's the point. You know, we're investing. People talk about money and how they spend their money. Why aren't you spending it in a way that's going to help you? Not only your future, but the future of your family, your friends, your congregation, your world. Okay, invest. Okay, invest the time. Okay, if you don't want to buy a book, get the book from the library. I'm sure they have some copies on reserve for you. Because again, it's time. I mean, this is the knowledge economy, and we get paid for what we know and what value we bring to the marketplace in terms of intellectual property. So I mean, that's the key, I believe.
I believe it. It's so true. I mean, you're right. This is that age. God is so good. I thank God for you and your suggestion for this project. And I see we have some callers on the line. I just want to acknowledge them and give them an opportunity if they wanted to ask a question or make a comment. They can raise their hand by pressing your number one key. We'll bring you on the air. I just wanted to acknowledge that while we still have a few minutes left to the broadcast. But this is good stuff. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. Oh, my God. You know, I'm like, I gotta go out and get that book. Where is it at? I got to get it. But, you know, that's just some, I mean, and again, it's, you know, his revelation of some of these, some of them, you know, will just reaffirm what you already know or to do, but I don't think we can hear enough times that command to watch what we say and to say the things that we want to see in our lives, and it is going to show up. So go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, and also this is not just words, but vocabulary, because I tell my students, the better, more your vocabulary, the better you can express yourself, because declare, according to the dictionary, it says, declare means to announce openly or formally, a formal statement, to show or reveal, to say emphatically, with power, with conviction. And I mean, I declare right now, Lisa, I mean, this, I really believe that the best is yet to come. I mean, I know what's going on in the world. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world about negativity. But again, if you stick with God's word, if you move in the Holy Spirit, I do believe that your future will be so bright and bright as you could ever imagine. Okay, we've got to stop being distracted by things that don't really bear any fruit. I mean, I think that's probably one of the things to do that. Tell me, I don't have time to read. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? You don't have time. You got to be doing something. So if you're not helping yourself and your future, what are you doing? You know, I suspect that you're distracted by different things like the newest iPhone or, you know, the newest iPad. And these things are good, but they're not good if you're just getting them for show. There's so much knowledge in the iPad and iPhone and in the world right now that we can use for our good. But you get distracted with silly things like these reality shows, which are not real. You know, they show us people in the worst, you know, and we propose to model off these people. I think not, you know. I think all we need to know is in the Bible. There are people, there are models there that are timeless, you know. These people have been through things, and then we really need to look at that and see how we can make our realize the success of the process can be, because it's found now, you know, so we're getting older, we're not finished. I mean, it's not over until God says it's over. And so because it's here, let's do the best that we can to live the life that we're meant to live, to stretch our God-given potential to get to victory and be the victor and not be the victim anymore.
And what I love about, you know, what this book also reminds us of, for us believers, for those who are not believers, this might be kind of, it might be new to you, maybe not. But for those who are, what I love of this book is reminding us that not only is our life not over, or we don't have this or that until God says it's over, but until you say it's got, we've got to get people. I believe this is what Pastor Bill Osteen is trying to do, and so many other pastors, even your local pastors, they're happy. They should be happy that he's written this book, because there are a lot of members who haven't gotten it yet. So pastors can't be upset and say, I don't want my members to hear it from Joel. Well, you don't care where your members hear it from. What you want is the result that they heard. And the result is that we ourselves have the power to speak some things. Some people's, if it was just, you know, until God says it, no, he's already said it and you'd already have it. So it's got to be more to it than just what God says. It's got to be also, what do you say? What do you say? And as a matter of fact, God says you will have what you say.
And at least it's so interesting, because on day seven, when I read day seven, I thought about you. And it said, I declare that God has a great plan for my life. He's directing my steps, and even though I may not always understand how, I know my situation is not a surprise to God. He worked out every detail to my advantage. In his perfect timing, everything will turn out right. This is my declaration. And here he talks about a plan for your life. Like you talked about before, you know, God has a plan for my life, okay? I don't have to worry about that, you know. There is a plan for my life. All I have to do is practice my faith through my actions and move toward it. But understand, I mean, prayer is not a passive thing. You know, it's very active. We pray, then we move toward the blessing. We don't pray and just stand still. We pray and we move toward the blessing, and God directs us because he has a plan for our lives. And I like the way you expressed it, and I think in your first book, you said, God has a plan for my life. And Joel is just reinforcing that. I mean, everything, the book is inspired by the Bible, and is inspiring. You know, it's God's word. It's God's word. It's not Joel's word. It's God's word that he's inspired to share with us in this particular way. But every day is referring back to the Bible. So that's the source. So sometimes we need to go to the source rather than go all around the mulberry bush. I mean, but again, if we have a pastor like Joel Osteen, who I love to watch him on Sundays, you know, I love his message, you know, but again, he's not the only, like you said, Lisa, he's not the only one saying this. And sometimes we can't hear from one person, but maybe we can hear from the other person. But it's still the same message, you know. God has a plan for our lives, and all we have to do is work in harmony with their life, with that plan, and we will be happy, okay? You hear me?
And I also believe that, too, that sometimes it's, you know, it's the amount of times that people have to hear something until they actually begin to operate in it.
Isn't that something? But it's like if you want to, like I said, they said if you want to change a habit, let's say if you have a habit and you want to change it, it takes at least 30 days. So 30 days. You know, 30 days of doing this thing to make a change. And so like you said, let's have it overnight. And like I said, I'm 62 years old, and I'm going through changes I never thought I would go through. But the thing is that, you know, I mean, I don't care how old I get. I'd never be older than God. You know? I don't care how it's smart I get, how many degrees I have. I'd never be smarter than God. You know, no matter what I have, I'll never have as much as God has, because, you know, I heard one pastor said, you know, don't worry about what you have, you know, because God owns it all. It all belongs to him.
Well, you know what I like, too, is that I thank God for you know, people like yourself and Joel Osteen and, you know, Cynthia Robinson and, oh my God, co-pastor Anita Spaulding. I could go on and on and on about all these wonderful authors who are writing these empowerment and motivational books because and inspirational books, because what they're doing is giving us opportunities to invest in something that is going to really grow our lives, empower us. You know, it's the same, you know, it's an investment. It's an investment. So whether I'm investing on hair and nails and other things that will grow me or make me beautiful on the outside, I also have to put investments that are growing us from the inside out. And that is what I think people really, really need to hear is about, because, I mean, hey, I want to get my hair done too. I like to get my nails done too, and I wear makeup. Anybody who knows me knows that. So, yes, we do these outward things, you know, but the fact is we can't neglect the inside. That would be like having a house and all you care about is your lawn and your deck, but you don't care about inside the home. No, you
won't. The
huh?
And the termites are eating up the house, you know. You think that you got a solid foundation, you know.
Well, eventually you're going to invite people in. You want them to see. So, you know, eventually they're going to see the inside. So you got to get that ready, too. So this is what we're about, is this investment concept. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm glad that people are tuning in. You know, and I know that people, the more people hear about it, they are going to be tuning in. What a great way to get your morning started on a Tuesday morning, you know, 7 a.m. You go to work, go to your jobs, go to your house of worship, whatever you do. If you have your own business, as you go to meet with your clients and your customers, and if maybe you're a teacher, you're in the field of education or what have you, maybe you're in politics, maybe you're one of these people that are on the political campaign right now. You know, wherever you go, you can take this message and you can go try it. You don't, like I always tell people, don't take my word for it. Try it. If it doesn't work, you can always go back to what you were doing before, but at least give it a try. Start declaring what you want to see. But here's the thing. You got to stop declaring the things that you don't want to see. You can't do both. You can't do both and be effective. You can do it, but you'll have no outcome. You have no effect. But you gotta do both. Stop declaring what you don't want to see. Start declaring what you do see. Give it at least, I would say give it at least 7 days.
At least that.
Give it at least 7 days. Do it every day. Keep a record if you have to. Write it down. At the end of the 7 days, just look back over the week and see how your days went. And I guarantee you, you're going to see change. Now I'm declaring that. I'm declaring that you're going to see a change for the better.
Well, that's not only a declaration, that's a promise, because it says here in day 29, it says here, I declare God is working all things together for my good. He has a master plan for my life. There may be things I don't understand right now, but I'm not worried. I know all the pieces aren't here yet. One day it will all come together and everything will make sense. I will see God's amazing plan taking me places I never dreamed of. This is my declaration. Again, Joe has put it out for us. There's 31 days, 31 messages. I mean, read one a day.
Wow.
Think about it, meditate on it, take it with you that whole day. It will change your life. I promise that. I declare that. You know, read this book. It will change your life, and it will make you hungry for other books. I mean, I have a thirst now for spiritual literature that I never had. It for me, it's a hunger, and I need to be fed every day because I'm voracious. I'm getting greedy. I'm being fat and scared here.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy. I mean, I'm happy. I just feel blessed for the people that will tune in to this broadcast. I know people are tuning in. I get comments on Facebook from time to time of people telling me they went back, they listened to the archive. You know, some people aren't able to tune in as we are taping, but know, and just, you know, just start declaring. Listen, you know, I saw Joel Osteen's on TV Sunday, but it's different than sitting right here talking to Professor Terry Benjamin about the book. I mean, Joel was talking with a person, but the person didn't get into it like Terry got into it.
It's my life now, you know.
It's not the same. It's not what I got from that interviewer that had Joel Osteen there himself. I did not get what I just got today from Professor Terry Benjamin. Okay? This is serious right here. So I'm ready. Like when I finished watching that interview with Joel Osteen, it was him and his wife. I don't know if, I think it was Piers Morgan that did the, or whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but I did not turn the channel thinking, I can't wait to go get that book and read it. Surprised I was when Monday you posted that that's the book you were going to talk about today, and I know how you bring it, so I was, you know, a bit more excited, and now I'm excited, now I want to go get it.
Well, you know, like you said, there's a quotation that says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I'm ready. I am so ready. And I'm ready for all the teachers that come to me, whether they be black or white, male or female, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Well, I want to know from those who are tuned in to the broadcast, if you're listening to the show, I declaring that you, those of you who are on Facebook, you will go to Facebook, you will make a post about how these books are affecting, or these discussions of these books. I want to know now, is it making you interested in getting the book and reading the book? Because I'm declaring that this is something's happening here. And Professor Terry Benjamin, you know, it has to do with the way you discuss these books. And you're bringing out this, obviously you've been in education all these years. I can see why all these different colleges hire you. I mean, I've sat in your class before and as a guest. I've never had the privilege of taking you as a professor, but I've been invited to a couple of your classes. But I've seen, and I did sit in a workshop that you did, and I've seen the effect that you have in instruction. So that's really, really, really wonderful, and I just thank God for you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity again. I never thought I'd be doing this program, but, you know, we got into it, and we just going and going and going, and I think that means something.
Yeah, I tell you, I thank God for those of you who are tuned in, because, again, if you weren't here, we wouldn't be here. So we really, really appreciate you. You are valuable. You are an awesome part of this broadcast. I certainly appreciate you. I'm declaring that whatever it is that, you know, you are in need of, that God will do it. I'm declaring that whatever it is that you are expecting from God, he will exceed those expectations, because that's who he is. He's an exceeder. He does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. In your relationships, in your finances, your spiritually, whatever. I'm just ready to declare some stuff, y'all. I mean, really, this has got me fired up. I'm like, I'm going to try to go out and get it today, because, and it's not that I haven't heard these things before, because, Terry, you know, I've written about some of these things myself.
Right.
But
right.
It's just, and I actually, when we were in Virginia last week, we did a women empowerment on the beach, and I had the women to declare five things that I've been using that I picked up in my journey of empowerment, and I've been using them ever since to have, you know, people, when I do my sessions with women in empowerment, have them declare these five things over their life. But, you know, I didn't do it every day. But now I'm just more, I can't wait to go get this book, and I can't wait to read it and just begin to, because I had already heard it, God already said do it. You know, I've heard Creflo, I've heard every preacher, almost every preacher talk about it.